Good evening. I am Paige Estrotori, presenting you with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the headlines impacting Australia's financial industry from the past week. First up, a major super fund, AM, has made a strategic foray into the exciting realm of cryptocurrencies, with none other than renowned Aussie exchange BTC Markets at their side. A bold yet studied step, AMP is piloting a minor 0.05% stake in Bitcoin within its portfolio. CEO of BTC Markets, Caroline Bowler, commended AMP's daring move while drawing parallels between the growth potential of cryptocurrencies and the boom of the internet in its early days. Although Bitcoin's price fluctuates, the long-term investment yields might just outweigh the risks. This initiative, we believe, is symptomatic of the larger trend within Australia, one of modernizing traditional financial institutions and keenly exploring digital assets. Taking a shift away from crypto advancements, let's talk super. Nest Super is turning the dial on member services with a new digital advice platform. Close to 13,000 members stand to gain from their innovative collaboration with leading advice tech provider Otivo. The ambitious initiative, called a game changer by Nest Super CEO Paul Cahill, will cater to diverse financial needs, from investment strategies to debt management, all the while offering personal insurance consultations. It echoes Nest Super's clear commitments to member-centric innovation and harnessing the power of technology for superior member experiences in our swiftly evolving financial landscape. On to some sobering news about public expenditure. Former Treasurer Peter Costello has aired his concerns over a climbing tide of public spending that might spell instability for our economy. He points to a worrying imbalance, with public spending growth outpacing the rise in per capita tax burden. This scenario potentially places consumer spending and investment in a vice, pushing Australians towards a more frugal lifestyle. Suggestions for fiscal responsibility and strategic industry reforms have begun to surface, citing innovation and infrastructure as the key to preserving economic stability in a capricious global market. Lastly, we come to impending reforms in insurance. The government is paving the way for insurers to provide simpler advice, thereby substantially improving consumer outcomes. It's a seismic shift for the insurance landscape, bringing in a new class of advisors. Their mission? To mainstream uncomplicated solutions for consumers with lighter needs. The Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones believes this serves a dual purpose, reducing the hurdles to advice and reinforcing accessibility. Sweeping changes are expected, but rest assured we'll keep you updated with the progress. That's a wrap for today's financial services news. Visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for further insights. Stay tuned and stay informed. I am Paige Estrotori, signing off.